Amen. How great is our God. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody again. We're glad that you could join us this morning. We are in the house of the Lord for our first regularly scheduled Sunday morning service of 2018. And I believe that, it's going to be a great year. If you believe that, you may say amen. First of all, this morning, I want to give thanks to the Lord for the great things that he has been doing in the ministry and also personally in my life and all that. But I do have something special that's going to bless our hearts this morning. And I will be doing the birthday, January birthdays at the end today. And there's a lot of things going on today. We have so many exciting things. The first thing I want to do today is I just want to let us know that the Lord is good. Amen. I was thinking back, and I'm like, well, January 2018. I mean, it's a lot of things, going on. And since we started the ministry, the Lord has been good. Want to thank God for all of his goodness. I also look back in my life, and I just see the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, I've been preaching this gospel for many, many years now. And I remember the January 1975 and so forth, many, many years ago. I was just a kid, practically a kid. I barely met my wife then, and we weren't married and so forth. But that whole time, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That whole time, she has stood with me in the ministry and so forth. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife this morning. Would you stand up and wave to the congregation? Put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, 43 years in the ministry and all of that. It's not a joke. You can't do anything unless your wife stands by you. Amen. I also want to acknowledge all the pastors here at GMI, for all the work, good work that they've been doing. We thank the Lord for all of that. This morning, I want you to lift up your heads, if you would, for just a few minutes. Raise your hands. That's right. I know that Jesus used to pray like that in the Bible. He would lift up his eyes to heaven and he would pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and love you this morning for all of your goodness and all of your mercies to us individually and to us in the ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us and what you are yet to do. And we give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. As always, Lord, speak to us through thy word. Let that light that comes from your word shine in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I also want to thank and acknowledge everybody that has been with us since the beginning of the ministry. Many members of my family, my son, Dabby, especially in the music department. I mean, he's been there throughout the whole time. Put your hands together for that. Hallelujah. My daughters, Tubi and Nifi, they've done so much in the ministry. And I just feel like today I'm thankful that, they are here with us and all the things they've done. And put your hands together. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, last year, as we closed out the year, there was a word that I brought to us, which I said the Lord told me. Of course, people do, everybody, most people, a lot of people receive special word from the Lord and so forth as they go into the new year and so forth. And all, I can only be responsible for what God tells me. Now, the Lord did say it will be a year of remembrance. Amen. Amen, somebody. And I will do part two of that because, you know, the Lord, you know, allowed me to keep back a little part of that just for the church. And the other one was there was a lot of people here from various places and all that. You know, so this part of it is for the church right here. You know, so and we're going to do that. But this will tie in with the message. Keep in mind the promise that the Lord gave, and I want to read it because I actually did write it down. I don't always write these things down, but this one I wrote it down. And he said, you know, and I believe I read it to us that night. Said, thus said the Lord, your prayers, your tears, your labor and patience have come before me for a memorial, and I will remember you. He said, yea, according to my loving kindness and the multitude of my tender mercies, will I remember you in 2018. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I, you know, I will talk about that a little bit, you know, but, you know, the message this morning is unlocking the power of God's promises. Amen. Unlocking the power of God's promises. Now, how do you do that? That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. Now, I'm going to start here in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 26. Isaiah 43 and verse 26. Now, this is part two from that message that the Lord said will be a year of remembrance. And we'll pick it up here in Isaiah 43 and verse 26. Put me in remembrance. That's the Lord speaking. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Now, what does put me in remembrance mean? And what does it mean, let us plead together? What does it mean that you should declare it so that you may be justified? That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And the Lord is actually challenging us here to remind him of his promises. Amen. It's not like he ever forgot anything, but he's challenging us to do it. He said, put me in remembrance, you know. Remind me, tell me about it, you know, and so forth. And plead your case, you know. So when you stand before the Lord, I'm going to tell us a few things this morning on how to get exactly what you want the Lord to remember you for in this year. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's how the Lord challenged us, you know, and said, you know, we should remind him of all of his wonderful promises, and we should declare it in order to justify and not to bring things to pass in our lives. Well, first of all, let me lay a background for the promises of God. The promises of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. The Bible says these promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. Hallelujah. What does yea and amen mean? You know, I mean, that's like saying the same thing twice. You know, yea is yes, amen is so let it be, you know. And so he's saying that, look, all the promises of God in Christ, they are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Amen. That means it's not maybe, it's not perhaps, it's not, you know, whatever. It's yea, yes, and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalms 89 and verse 34. Psalm 89 and verse 34. The Lord will let us know here that whatever he has spoken, he said, my covenant will I not break, neither alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Amen. So when the Lord, he says it, he will keep it too. You know, not only can he say it, he has the ability, the capacity to do what he says. Hallelujah. So keep that in mind. In the book of Joshua, chapter 21, let's look at the testimony, you know, given here concerning all the goodness of the Lord. Joshua 21 and verse 45. Listen to this testimony. It said, there has not failed. Amen. Hello. There has not failed anything, aught of any of the good thing which the Lord has spoken by unto the house of Israel. Amen. You see, it all came to pass. Now, can you say that? Is that your testimony today? I can stand here by the grace of God and say, there has nothing failed of all the good things that the Lord has promised unto me, either through this word or sometimes specific promise by spoken word to me, I want to give him praise and glory because none has failed. Amen. Assuring ourselves, looking back on what God has done, gives us assurance for what God is going to do. Amen. Now we see that, you know, these scriptures that we read showed us that God will not fail of his promises. His promises are yea and amen. He will not change. He will not alter them. And this man here, Joshua, giving a testimony here of, you know, all the good things that the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. And he has always kept his promise. Now, a promise, listen to this. You know, now I'm getting to the serious part of this message. How do you unlock the power of God's promises? A promise is not a promise unless you know that it was promised. Hello? Let me say that again. A promise is not a promise unless you know that it was promised. Now, what does that mean? Now, take a look, think about that for a minute. You know, that means if you don't know that God promised it, then it's not a promise to you. Amen, somebody. You say, well, you know, it's a promise nonetheless. Well, it is a promise nonetheless. But in order for you to be able to unlock the power that is behind God's promises, you have to first of all know what he promised. Amen. Now, I've spoken on this subject many times in dealing with the subject of faith. But it goes right here this morning along with this. And I remember I preached on Hebrews 11 and verse 13. I preached on it by itself. I preached on it, you know, the essentials of faith. I've used it when I preached on the oracles of the principles of God and all of these things and so forth. But it is very true. And every time I'm on the subject of faith, I cannot but refer to that verse. And I called it faith specs. And in Hebrews 11 and verse 13, it gives us some principles here. And the first one that that's all I want to talk about. I mean, we've preached on all the others. I don't want to take a long time about that. I just want to talk about the first part. In Hebrews 11, 13, he said, look, they saw the promises of God afar off. And I've preached on the S, which is to see his promise, you know, on P, which is to be persuaded, on E, which is to embrace it, and on C, which is to confess. This is what we are shown, some of the principles we are shown in this verse. Now, God spoke a promise towards the end of last year and said it will be a year of remembrance. Now, I know the promise because he said it. You may have heard it, but you need to know that it was a promise. Now, if you didn't know, then maybe you wouldn't be able to claim it or appropriate it for yourself. But once you know, then the responsibility lies within you to be able to claim the promises of God. Amen? So the first step in unlocking the promises of God is for you to know what he has promised. If you don't know what he has promised, then, you know, you don't. I mean, what are you asking? Or what are you going to put him in remembrance about? Put me in remembrance means tell me, remind me of the things that I already promised. You know, and God is giving us that responsibility to do that. Not because he forgot, but so he would know that you remember. You know, because if you don't remember, you know, then God has to be the one to remind you. No, he already put it out there. So you must remember his promises and you must appropriate his promises for yourself. So the first step, of course, is in remembering what God has promised. It could be through these scriptures. Search the scriptures daily for the promises of God. I mean, this Bible is replete with loaded with promises. You know, just loaded with promises. And Second Peter says that, you know, we're giving these wonderful promises to even help us to attain to the divine nature. Amen. Wonderful promises throughout this Bible. Search the scriptures to find the promise. You know, if God has promised it, then you can lay hold on it. Now, if God hasn't promised it, and you are believing God for it, well, you know, maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't get it. I don't know. But if God has promised it, and you believe in God for it, and then you can remind God and follow the steps that we were outlining this morning, then the promise will be yours. Amen. So that's the first step, is you must know what he has promised. The second step, he said it himself in our opening verse this morning. Isaiah 43 and 26 say, put me in remembrance. In other words, remind him of what he has promised. You know, so, and then remember that there's something beyond what that remind me in that verse. Let's go back. Put that scripture up again. Thank you. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. So you are, you know, it's like you are a litigation lawyer or whatever. You're standing there and you're making your case. And you're saying, look, you know, my body may feel sick right now. But Lord, you know, and we're not talking to the devil right now. We are talking to the Lord. Amen? Because a lot of people know how to bind the devil and stuff like that, but they don't know how to bring their case before the Lord. So we're talking about, the Lord said, bring your case. Let us plead together, you know. So we're talking to the Lord. So I'm standing, I'm saying, Lord, you know, I know my body feels this ache or whatever, but you said in your word, hallelujah, that by your stripes I'm already healed. And you begin to plead your cause. And whatever it is, that's just one small example. There's so many examples in that Bible of all of his promises. You latch onto that promise and you plead your cause with God and say, based on what you promised, you said it, I believe it, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus encouraged us to do that. I mean, he told us wonderful stories in Luke 18 and all over the places in the Bible. You know, one of the ones I love the best is the woman who would, you know, not give the judge a rest. She kept pleading her case, just like he said here, plead your case. Let's plead together. She kept pleading her case. And the judge said, well, I don't care about any of that. Leave me alone. You know, she kept bothering him. Finally, the man said, look, not because I care for this woman's cause, you know, not even because I don't even fear God, you know, but if I don't answer this woman, she's going to wear me out. So I'm going to give her what she wants just to get rid of her. Praise the Lord. Jesus told that story himself. And there's a lot behind that. That means when you are pleading your case, do not give up. Amen. You stay there with God. You bug him night and day. You don't give him any rest until he does what he has promised. Amen. That's exactly right. You know, and some people think, well, you know, maybe it's not faith. No, it is exactly faith, because Jesus taught it that way. You know, you keep on believing and you keep on bugging him and you hang in there and he's going to do it. So that's step number two. Put him in remembrance. Now, step number three is thank him for what he has already done. Hallelujah. That's right. So that's how we should pray. You know, we should be thankful. We should mingle our prayers always with thanks. You know, it's not, you know, don't just ask. No, every time you ask, you thank him for what he has already done. You say, yes, and I thank you because such and such a time. And be specific with God. You know, put him in remembrance. Remind him of all the specific things that he has done for you. Remind him of the time that you stood in prayer and you believed him and he did it, came through for you. And then, praise the Lord. When you thank him for what he has already done, you combine that with the next step, which is step four, which is to praise him for what he is going to do. Amen. Now, we thank him for what he's already done, but we praise him for what he's going to do. How do you praise him for what he's going to do? You come out and you say, now, O God, thou art the very God. And there is none like you in all the earth. There is no one that can save with a stretched arm like you. You tell him great things about who he is. Hallelujah. You know, you can read stories like that throughout the Bible. Hezekiah, you know, they knew how to do that. You know, when Sennacherib came against him, he knew how to do that. And he made it God's fight. And he told God, he said, look, you know, you are the God, the very God. There's none like you in all the earth. You know, and when you begin to say that, the Bible says God will flex his arms. Amen. Praise the Lord. The right hand of his holiness. God will stand up on your behalf when you tell him how great he is. Hallelujah. So you tell him, Lord, I know that all these things and challenges and so forth, I know the enemy has put his hand into my corn. I know the enemy has put his hand to try to cover my life, but I know that you are the great God that promised. Hallelujah. That the thing that's gone out of your mouth will not be altered, and that you are going to fulfill every word. And this year you promised me it will be a year of remembrance. And I'm reminding you of all these things, and you lay before the Lord and you begin to thank him for it. And you thank him that there is no one, there's no power in heaven or on earth that can stop him. Amen. Now, when you do all of that, you're one step closer to your miracle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the next step is for us to actually have faith in those promises. Hallelujah. You must have faith. You know, because if we don't have faith in those promises, it's not going to do us any good. Now, what is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1 gives us, you know, some definition of faith. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, for it to be faith, the thing that you are believing for must not be there. You know, if you already have it, then it's not faith. You know, so it is faith only if it's not there. I mean, by faith, you believe God for things that are not there. If they're already there right now, then that's not faith, you know, because you already have it. There's no need to have faith for something that you already have. But when you don't have it, you believe God by faith. Praise the Lord. Now, let us remember also that in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, we are told that those people, and I'll come to this later on, those people who heard the word of God at the beginning, they didn't believe God. They didn't have faith, so it didn't profit them anything. Now, so that's the next step. You must believe God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at this step, you know, step number 6. It's very critical. I'm going to do some part of it today before I finish this message in just a few minutes. Get a hold of somebody that has some real faith to believe along with you. Amen. Amen, somebody. Where is that in the scripture? In the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. Jesus said it himself. He said, if any two of you... Now, don't pray with somebody that has no faith. Amen? It will do you no good. Are you still with me, folks? Don't pray with somebody that don't have any faith. They are going to drain you, get you out of there, get you not believing. And they are going to pray negative prayer. Get a hold of somebody that has some real faith and some real power with God. And then when you do that, you know, when two of you agree on the thing that you're asking, it is as good as done. Amen. That's how you unlock these promises of God. You have to follow the scriptures. You can't do things your own way. You have to do things the way God said it. Find somebody that believes the Lord and believe with you and agree on the thing and remind God together, and it shall be done. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's step number 6. Now, step number 7, which is also very critical, you know, as we go into step number 7 here, you know, I'm going to challenge us. You know, we talked about, you know, believing God. But in this step, you must have expectation. Hallelujah. Expectation. Now, in other words, every day you are expecting. You are looking for the mercy of the Lord in your life every day. Amen. In the book of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 21, it said, looking for the mercy of God. You know, expecting every day. You know, when you step out, it said, keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternity. Every day, you look for his mercy. You look for that blessing. Praise the Lord. You wake up in the morning, you say, yeah, this is going to be a great day. Hallelujah. It is going to be a great day because it is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Hallelujah. And the devil challenged you with something, you say, no, devil, that was then, but this is now. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm believing God today, you know, and then you remind God. You say, Lord, you know, you told me, you promised me it's going to be a year of remembrance. And these are some of the things that have been held back in my life and so forth. And I'm looking today. Hallelujah. Be in expectation. There can be no miracle if you are not expecting. Be in expectation. Expecting. The Bible says. And what does he say about expectation. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23 and verse 18. Proverbs 23 and verse 18. You know, this has to be your confidence. Surely there is an end to this problem. Amen. Hallelujah. And today is the day. You got to believe God. You say, surely there is an end. You say, today the Lord is going to do this for me. And he says, your expectation shall not be cut off. That's right. You know, so every day you arm yourself with it. Say, look, today is the day that there is an end to this. And my expectation shall not be cut short. I am going to get this thing today. Praise the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. So that's how you believe God. You believe God and you put your stick down and believe God and so forth like that. Every day. And remember, your miracle is just around the corner. You know, most of the time people give up when their miracle is just right around the corner. That's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, he said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And the way the Lord interpreted that to me some years back is, when the Lord finally comes to answer your long-awaited prayer, will you still be at the point of faith? Or would you have walked away from the Lord? See, some people, they hang in there, and then just when it's right around the corner, they give up. They start murmuring. They start complaining. You can read a story in Exodus chapter 15. You know, just around the corner, God had prepared 12 oases and various things and so forth for them. But just around the corner, they started complaining. They started murmuring and everything. You know, will you still be at the point of faith when Jesus shows up for your situation? Amen. Now, so that's the thing that you must do. You must be expecting. Step number 8. And this one is like the capstone of it all. Turn with me to Job chapter 22. And I'm going to read from verse 21. Job, the book of Job, chapter 22, and reading at verse 21. Now, this is how you get anything from the Lord. Acquaint now thyself with him. Hallelujah. Jesus said it in another way. You know, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, but this scripture is so beautiful. I love this scripture. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Hallelujah. Walk in his ways. You know, while you are believing God and trusting him and reminding him, putting in remembrance and pleading your cause, don't stress yourself out over it. Be at peace. Amen. Be at peace, knowing that good shall come unto thee. Amen. He said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby shall good come unto you. Hallelujah. Let me read the next few verses. This scripture is loaded, and I want to read it for us. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. See, this is how you must walk daily. You can't just say when it's time for you to believe God for something that you want him to do in your life, that's when you come to the Lord, and afterwards your mind is not with the Lord. No, that's not going to work. This is a lifestyle. A lifestyle of being acquainted with God, walking with God. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart all the time. And if thou return to the Almighty, hallelujah, then thou shalt be built up. Amen. That's right. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay... See, when you walk in steadfastly with God, look at all these promises that he laid behind them. He said, when you are acquainting yourself with the Lord, when you are laying up his words in your heart, when you are at peace knowing that he's going to do it, you know, he said, look, when you do all these things, put away sin and all these things from your tabernacles, when you return to the Almighty daily, hallelujah, He said, then shalt thou lay up gold as it does. Hallelujah. That's right. Gold as it does. And even the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. You know, that means prosperity or whatever it is, you know, will come your way. Now, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Can you somebody say amen? Amen. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. But he started off with, acquaint now thyself with him. Return unto the Lord, and all these things shall follow you. Amen. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. This is what it's all about, folks. Delighting yourself in the Almighty, and he'll take care of your business. Amen. Delight yourself in the Almighty, and thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. You are walking in his ways, at the same time you are praying. You're walking in his ways, at the same time you are praying. You will make a prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Amen. But also remember to pay your vows. Because some people say, Lord, if you do this, I will do the other thing. And then when the Lord does that, they forget what they promised. God has no pleasure in fools. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Amen. Thou shalt also decree a thing. The best way for you to decree a thing is to repeat his word. Don't try to make your own words. Just say what he has already said. Amen. Because his word will never fall to the ground. You know, so if you can find the word that God has already said concerning the situation that you are believing God for, we've already taught on that many times, you just repeat that word. Decree that thing. When you decree it according to the word of the Lord, it shall be established unto you. Amen. And the light shall shine upon your ways. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And then when people are cast down, see, when everybody's saying, well, you know, every, you know, things and so forth, you know, this scripture means multiple things. It means that, you know, when things are going wrong for others, you know, things will be going right for you. It also means that you'll be a son of encouragement to others. You know, so it means a lot of things. You know, when men are cast down, when they are saying, well, you know, it's this and that and so forth, everything is gloomy, you will be saying, there is a lifting up. Amen. And the Lord is going to save many people by your testimony. Hallelujah. So this is a wonderful scripture that we should use in following after the Lord in order to unlock the promises of God for ourselves. But the last thing I want to leave us with today. Now, I've given us some steps of how we should follow the Lord. You know, the first step, I'm going to just quick recap. The first thing is remember what he promised and remind him of his step number two. Then number three, thank him for what he's already done. Step number four, you know, praise him for, you know, what he's yet to do. And so forth, tell him how mighty he is. Step number five, you know, have the faith of God in him and so forth like that. You know, so all these steps that I have laid out, you know, you follow all of them one by one. That's step number five. And what did I say for step number six? Then you believe the Lord, you know, as he has promised it. And, you know, you keep on believing God and don't doubt God. And then in step number six, I said, you know, get a hold of somebody that really believes God to pray with you and so forth. And then step number seven, I also said that be expecting daily. And then in step number eight, I said, look, walk the walk of faith with God daily. Draw close to him every day, not just because of the thing that you are needing from him. Now, but here's the last thing I'm going to leave with us. This is a challenge and a sober warning when we do not believe God. Unbelief will cause a breach of God's promise. And I've spoken on this before as well. And I'm going to leave us with this thought. Now, in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, before I read that, let me read you the Hebrews chapter 4, verses 2 and 6. I told you I was going to come back to this. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 2 and 6. Now, the word was preached unto us, and it was also preached to some people in the past. But the word that was preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now, this tells us that we must hear the word of God and mix it with faith in our hearts. Verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 4. It also tells us that, seeing therefore that remaineth that some must enter into this rest and these promises, And those to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Then let us better strive to enter in by faith. Amen. Now, the story in Numbers 14. I'm going to close with that story. God had told them to go search out the land that he promised them. And then, they appointed, Moses appointed, one man from each tribe and so forth and to go search out the land. Of course, Joshua and Caleb were with them. And everybody else, except those two, came back with an evil report. It's a long story. I don't want to go into that story today, but I want to read just a few verses. So turn with me to Numbers chapter 14. And I'm going to start here. I will just read maybe two verses. Numbers 14, let me read verse 28. I start at 27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? Murmuring against God means, they were doubting his word. They did not believe what God said. They said, well, we can't do it. God said, you can do it. They said, no, we cannot do it. We are like grasshoppers. We're this and that. And the inhabitants of the land are giants, and they are going to swallow us up. Whereas God told them, go in and possess the land. They said, we cannot do it. All right. So, how long will I listen to all these murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me? Now, notice how critical your words before the Lord are. And the Lord is always listening. When you're saying negative things about the promises of God, which he has promised you, instead of believing God for it, then, God is listening. Listen to what he said to them in verse 28. Say unto them, he told Moses, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Because they said, we cannot do it. We cannot go in. And Lord said, oh, you said you can't go in. You said you can't do it. That's right. You will not go in and you will not do it. You will perish in the wilderness. Your carcass will drop. And then, all the negative things they spoke that they couldn't do, God said, exactly what you said is what I'm going to bring unto you. And he told them many other things. But remember, in verse 34, this is a stern warning to us when God gives us promise. It's a very stern warning. Verse 34 says, after the number of the days, so they went 40 days searching and so forth, after the number of the days, even the 40 days, each day for a year, ye shall bear your iniquities, even 40 years. So all those 40 days, they went and came back with an evil report. God said, you're going to take 40 years to wander in this wilderness until you all perish. And listen to this last verse. And ye shall know the breach of my promise. Or rather, ye shall know my breach of promise. See, can God breach his promise? No. The unbelief of the people caused the breach of God's promise. This thing is very serious, folks. Do not experience the breach of his promise through unbelief. Amen? Unbelief will bring a breach of his promise. Even when God said, I will not alter the thing, and whatever I have spoken, I will do, and so forth. Well, yeah, but he has other laws as well. That's he already said that. He's not going to alter it. But if you don't believe what he said, and you doubt in your heart, then it will cause the breach of that promise. And we don't want that. Amen? That is not your portion in Jesus' name. Amen? So my challenge to us is this today. God is always listening. Don't say negative things. Just say positive things about all the things he has promised. Remind him of the things that he has promised. And believe God. And let us practice this Isaiah 43 and 26 and Matthew 18 and 19 today. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet quickly. I only have a couple more minutes and I'm going to do this. And I prayed, Lord, I said, Lord, this year, the Lord has promised wonderful things. And the Lord has promised to remember us this year. I said, Lord, help us to put you in remembrance of all the wonderful things that you have promised. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you this morning, if you would like me to believe the Lord with you, remember I said, find somebody that has some faith. Don't mess around with somebody that has no faith. They're only going to drain you and they'll pull you down. Now, If you want me to believe the Lord with you, I'm just going to do this very quickly. I don't have a lot of time. I will not pray one by one with everybody, but I do want you to step out and come out here. And I'm going to believe God with you. Now, this year, we're going to declare that the things that God has promised you, very quickly, I don't want people to drag your feet. Just come out very quickly. Let's do this. I only have a couple minutes left. Very quickly. I'm just going to believe God with you. You know, hallelujah. Remember, the Bible says that if any two of you, you don't need three people. You just need one more person. One more person to believe God with you. And I'm going to believe God with you. Can you say amen? That's all that you need. If you can get one more person to believe God with you, as you declare the promises of God, and as you make your case to God and put him in remembrance, the Lord said, your expectation shall not be cut short. Amen. Now, lift up your hands if you are believing God here this morning. And I'm going to believe God with you. I don't have time to pray one by one for everybody. I'm just going to do it together. Now, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, and he's already doing it. I don't need to tell him anything. But the Holy Spirit, he can reach into your heart. He can reach into your soul. And he can pull out that request. But I want you to say it with your mouth. Amen. Now, open your voice. Lift up your voice. Open your mouth. Lift up your voice. And begin to declare to God what you want him to do for you. And the angels are listening. Hallelujah. God himself is listening. And God will do it. Never mind who's next to you. Doesn't matter. You just focus on God. Hallelujah. Focus on God the next couple of minutes. And let's see what God will do for you. And I will believe the Lord with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, watch over their words as they declare unto you this morning, reminding you of the promises of God. Now, some of you, every time you get so close, you miss it. You always get close, but you miss it. Well, that's not your portion this year in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is coming soon. But he wants to give us a period of a breakthrough so that we can concentrate on some things. And God is going to do this for you this year. Now, as you are believing God, I am going to believe the Lord with you. Now, in Jesus' name, everybody says,
amen.
Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for these people who are standing before you. They are your people. And every one of them that has come forth, they have come unto you. Not unto man, but unto you. And they are believing you, Lord, reminding you of how great your promises are. And the things that you have already promised that you will do this year. For the Lord will remember you this year, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, remember us this year according to the multitude of your tender mercies and according to your loving kindness. Remember us in Jesus' name. Let your word be verified, which you have spoken. Let it be verified in the lives of your people. And as we take this step by step in unlocking God's promises, the power of God's promises in our life, Father, Lord, every day we know that we can rise up and we can say, surely there's going to be an end. Hallelujah. Surely there will be an end, and my expectation shall not be cut short. And Father, Lord, make us people of faith that we stand and believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And heaven is on your side. Because whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. But remember, when you stand before the Lord in prayer or any time during the day, angels are listening. You know, do not say anything negative lest it come upon you the negative thing. But your portion is goodness and mercy in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Everybody give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may return to your seats. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you think, well, it was just a simple prayer and so forth. No. Because, you know, we don't need to pray long prayer in public. I already did all of that in private. You know, so we can just pray the short prayer here. God has already done it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together again for the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen.